Most experiences we have in life, we quickly forget them, but there's some things that happen to us that we don't forget. And I remember a particular incident when I was freshman in high school, and I was on a sporting team. It was after practice, and I was walking home. I didn't live too far from the high school. And walking down the sidewalk, I could see at a distance some a group of other kids coming my way. And as I got closer, it became apparent what was going on. There were three bigger boys in back of a smaller kid. And as we got closer, it was just kind of a disturbing scene because they were ridiculing and taunting this younger kid as they're walking in back of him. And so I kind of veered off the sidewalk to get around him. And in hindsight, I wish I would have stood up for that younger kid, but I was kind of afraid of getting pounded on because they were pretty big boys. But kind of a sad scene, and we hear every now and then of situations of bullying, and it's not something that just happens with kids, but even adults can be obviously very mean, even cruel. We see a lot of that in our world. There's a lot of marginalization that takes place. People pushed to the side, ostracized. And in today's gospel, we see Christ reaching out to a person who has really been pushed to the side. This guy has leprosy. And in the ancient world, when that blotch first appeared on someone's skin, it was like a death sentence. And a really horrible existence, not just the physical disease that the person had, but they oftentimes had to live on the outskirts of towns and villages. People were afraid of the disease, and they lived off the charity of the community. But you can imagine the loneliness, being separated from family and friends and community. And even in our own present age, there's a saint canonized not too long ago, Saint Damian of Malachi, and he ministered to lepers on a leper colony in one of the Hawaiian Islands back in the 19th century. And that's what it was, that practice of isolating people and moving them to the margins. But this guy also had in addition to the physical and the emotional pain, there was also a moral, a spiritual stigma attached to leprosy. Because in the ancient world, they oftentimes thought that if someone had a disease like that, it was probably because of some sin that they had committed, or maybe one of their ancestors, and so he was getting what he deserved, and there wasn't a whole lot of sympathy for someone with that condition. So this guy, he must have heard Jesus was passing by, maybe heard about his miracles, his healings, but he approaches Jesus. And Jesus really does something outlandish here, because this guy pleads to Jesus, hey, you can make me clean again. And he pleads. And we read that Jesus touches this man. For a Jewish person, to touch a leper would make you ritually unclean. You weren't supposed to do that, but Jesus crossed that boundary, and this man receives healing. And then there's a really curious element in this gospel where Jesus tells him sternly, tell no one what has taken place here for you. Go show yourself to the priest so you can be restored to the community, but tell no one else. Well, he disobeys. I'm going to come back to that. But what are a few things that we can learn from this gospel here today in our own spiritual journey? You know, one is we all have a need for healing at one level or not. It might be, maybe it's physically. As you come here today, you might have some physical burden, and it's okay to ask the Lord for healing grace. Ask, seek, and knock. We've got a beautiful sacrament in our tradition, the sacrament of anointing of the sick. And when people receive that, it's not that they automatically receive total healing. And anyone who petitions Jesus for healing, is everything going to be all right all the time? Not necessarily. But the grace the Lord always provides, even if it's not a physical healing, is the strength to bear that cross, to continue the journey in a hopeful way, and to know you're not alone. The Lord is there with you. Maybe for some gathered here today, it might be emotional healing where there's a need. Maybe something happened to you a long, long time ago, maybe even when you were a kid, and there's a woundedness there. And people can experience deep emotional hurts and wounds. Invite the Lord into that place. Ask him to touch that wound for that grace, that healing grace. It could be in the area of maybe committing a sin and the shame and the guilt that's still with you, and inviting the Lord to invite him to touch that place in your life for forgiveness, for healing. There's another area that's very, very important in connection with this gospel. And as we grow in our relationship with God, hopefully our vision becomes more and more Christ-like. And too often, what happens is our vision can be prejudiced. And, you know, those kids who were bullying that kid way back when I was a younger kid, you know, what was their vision of that kid? I mean, their vision was tainted by a prejudice, by a hatred. Happens all the time in our world. It might be because of the color of a person's skin, it might be because of their religion, their ethnicity, their accent, maybe their disability. But people can be so easily marginalized, pushed to the sides, and maybe you've been on the receiving end of that, and it's very painful to be marginalized. What did Jesus do for this man who so many dismissed? He reached out to him, he brought healing, and he lifted him up. And I think as we grow in our relationship with Christ, you know, his vision becomes our vision. And Jesus saw a Son of God there, someone who had dignity and value and worth, even though a lot of people dismissed him, and lifted him up. For you and me, as we go through our lives, and there's probably hardly a week that goes by we don't encounter someone who needs to be lifted up, maybe someone who's been pushed to the sides, that we can be Christ's presence for another, to lift them up in compassion and to reach out, because the Lord works through people like you and me. Just coming back to this leper who disobeyed Jesus, and he wasn't supposed to tell anyone, but obviously he broadcast widely what Jesus had done. I think Jesus was afraid that people were just going to come to him for quickie miracles with no change of faith or heart. And so, but this guy, you have to put ourselves in his place. He was probably so full of joy at what he had received. He now had this freedom. He was able to see family and friends again. And he shared what Jesus had done. You know, in a way, he's being a disciple. You know, you wouldn't be here this morning on this snowy morning unless the Lord had touched your heart and your faith was real and alive. And he counts on you and me to be the ones who share what he has done for us. And you've probably received maybe some healing in your life, or forgiveness, grace, amazing grace. And he counts on you and me to share that good news. So as we gather, let's just pause for a moment. And maybe there's a need for healing in your life or a loved one. We're just going to take a moment of quiet. Invite the Lord to touch that place in your life. And may we be strengthened to have the vision of Christ as we live out our discipleship. And it's a vision that the Lord needs, because there's a lot of people out there who are very wounded, very much pushed to the sides.